I'm Eric Thiel. We've got another live session for you today, and this is a good one. Joining me today in the studios, Sarah Gazarek and Josh Nelson. Guys, welcome to JPR.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Thanks for coming by. I want to start, Sarah, by going back in time a little bit with you to say go Rough Riders, because you are a graduate of a school in Seattle that's actually got a pretty nice list of musicians that have come out of there.
Yeah.
Mike McCready from Pearl Jam. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, all graduates of Roosevelt High School, and my mom graduated from Roosevelt. So
go Riders.
Go Rough Riders.
Yeah.
That's a school that had a pretty good jazz program, right?
And they do. They continue to. Yeah. The kind of the chair of the jazz department at Roosevelt is a guy by the name of Scott Brown, who is actually world-renowned pre-collegiate jazz educator.
He's still there?
He's still there.
Wow.
And he's wonderful.
Your partnership with Josh goes back a decade now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was on your debut record when it came out back in like 2005. Where did you guys first meet?
You know, I think the jazz scene is a pretty tight-knit community in Los Angeles and most of the major cities. So we knew of each other, and I had heard great things about him and just happened to do a kind of low-profile gig at a small club in L.A., and I just fell in love with his attitude and abilities and sense of humor.
Dashing good looks.
We had that gig, and then I haven't looked back since.
Sarah Gazarek and Josh Nelson are my guests live today here on JPR. Sarah's latest record is called Blossom and Bee. Josh Nelson just released one called Exploring Mars. They have a new project due out in just a couple of months that we'll talk about in a few minutes called Simply Duo. What do you guys want to do first today?
I think we're going to start with a tune. It's a Brazilian song entitled O Pato.
Okay, one, a two. O Pato. Vinha cantando alegremente, quen quen, quando o marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, o ganso. Gostou da dupla e fez também quen quen quen, olhou pro cisne e disse assim, vem, vem, que o quarteto ficará bem, muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo de jogado. Jogo de cena com o ganso era mato. Mas eu gostei do final quando caíram na água. E ensaiando o vocal, quen, 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 quen. Quen, quen, quen. Quen, quen, quen. Quen, quen, quen. No pato. The duck was dancing by the water, quack, quack. How that rhythm made him dance to the samba. Oh, 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 goose. The goose was gaily swimming by honk, honk. He stopped and gave the dance a try. He was dancing to the samba, new thing, new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty. And she loosened up what she could, did that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water. While they were singing away, quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. The duck was dancing by the water, quack, quack, quack. The rhythm made him think he ought to quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba mogusso. The goose was gaily swimming by, honk, honk, honk. He stopped and gave the dance a try, honk, honk. Bossa nova had them dancing, new thing, new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty. And she loosened up what she could to that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while they were singing away. Quack, 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 quack.
That is Sarah Gazarek and Josh Nelson live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Tune from a new record due out sometime in the next couple of months called simply Duo. Sarah, why USC? I mean, a lot of musicians go to Berkeley or Oberlin. What was in USC that drew you there? And you know, Josh, you were there too, right?
No.
Oh, no?
Cal State Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. What drew you to USC?
I knew that I wanted to stay on the West Coast, and at the time, and you know, still, it continues to have one of the best undergraduate jazz studies programs throughout the country. And I loved the vocal faculty there at the time. Tierney Sutton was one of the teachers, and one of the Count Basie Jazz Orchestra alums, Carmen Bradford, and a wonderful vocal jazz educator by the name of Jen Barnes. So it was a pretty all-star cast of at least vocal faculty at the time. Mm.
I want to talk a lot about this new record that you guys have put together. It's just the two of you called Duo. Before we get there, though, let me ask you a question about your latest release, Blossom and Bee. Very obvious nod to Blossom Dearie, who was, for folks who aren't rooted in jazz, an amazing singer that was to a degree overshadowed a little bit by some of the giants of the jazz world, mm-hmm. the Ellas and the Billie Holidays and the Sarah Vaughans, but a really unusual voice, chose interesting songs and sang them with very little frill.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Why a nod to her on your record? What is it about Blossom Dearie's singing?
You know, I think that Blossom had a reputation for being someone, like you said, that didn't, you know, dabble with vocal gymnastics and a lot of showy, flashy affectations. And I always loved this seemingly simple approach to music, but you know, clearly for those that actually listen to what she does, there's pretty deep level of sophistication in what she does. She was a pianist as well, and her bands were always really phenomenal. But I would say that those who know my music as well, I don't see myself as a vocal gymnast or really a busy singer. I really try to tell a story with the lyric. And
that tune was pretty busy, though.
That one was. Yeah. That one's pretty busy. But, you know, I always am more drawn to the story and whether or not a song, you know, speaks to me as a lyric interpreter. And that was something that I felt like Blossom did as well. And, you know, the idea of doing a nod to her kind of came after we had realized what songs we knew we wanted to have on the record. We had five or six songs that had to be recorded, and it just happened that most of them kind of came to us through her music. And then when we decided to roll with it, we discovered some other tunes that she had recorded, you know, for Schoolhouse Rock. And some songs that we recorded on the CD, you know, were written after she had passed. There was a Ben Folds song on Blossom and Bee, and there's a couple of original compositions as well. So it's definitely not a tribute record, but just kind of a tip of the hat and an acknowledgement that a lot of those songs and arrangements were inspired by her.
And she just passed away not that long ago, I think, 2009. She lived a nice long life. Sarah Gazarek and Josh Nelson are my guests today live in the studio. They've got a new record coming out soon called Duo. Sarah's latest is Blossom and Bee. Josh Nelson's latest is Exploring Mars. Let's talk a little bit about this duo. I mean, obviously, you guys have made a lot of music together over the last decade, but now it's just the two of you on stage and on record. Sarah, let me start with you. You go first. What draws you to Josh's playing that makes you want to make a duo record where it's just the two of you conversing with one another?
You know, I think that a lot of it has to do with the history and the growth that we have developed together over the past 10 years. There's a trust there that I don't experience with any other musician. I feel like when I breathe, Josh breathes with me. We really grew up together musically on the scene in Los Angeles. And he has been an integral part of the Sarah Gazarek band since the beginning and, you know, a really strong hand in the sound of a lot of the arrangements and the original compositions. And it kind of started with a couple of the ballads that we had done just the two of us in some of our full band shows. And we had some people ask us when we were going to make a duo record. And then we were commissioned to do an arrangement of one of our favorite Sarah Gazarek band medleys, Blackbird and Bye Bye Blackbird, for a release on a CD, a compilation CD in Japan. And so we went into the studio to make this, and it was just so much fun to pare down a band arrangement that we started to kind of add different arrangements to the book for the duo setting. And then we had enough to do a show. And so we did a show, and then we just decided to take it on the road and keep adding. And then we found ourselves with material that we knew we wanted to put on the book. So it just was this natural progression, you know, of this beautiful relationship that I think at some point was inevitable just because of the amount of years that we've had together.
Mm. Josh, what about you? What draws you to Sarah?
Well, she said a lot of the stuff I was going to get to, but I guess that's what makes the duo work so well, because we think kind of as one musically. I really got experience with vocalists first with Sarah, and love her voice, love her interpretations, and like she said, about the breathing together, learning about lyrical content, arranging. She let me stretch my arranging wings on her records and play with other great musicians. And the duo record and the duo project just signified another chapter for us, and we were moving into a trust-laden period where we could kind of go anywhere we wanted to go. And, you know, with the freedom of just piano and voice, it really is a lot. It's free. There's many ways it can go. It's orchestration-wise and vibe-wise, and I just love it. Mm. It's really great.
I'm glad you brought up the concept of freedom, because, you know, we get a plethora of jazz records here at the station, and I don't think I ever need to hear another version of My Romance, ever, right? How do you approach picking repertoire for a new record that isn't just beat to death when it's not your own original compositions? You know, you're trying to augment the things that you've created with maybe some things that might be familiar to people. How do you find something that hasn't been just overdone?
You know, I think more than anything, people respond to sincerity. And so we have some songs that we recorded for the duo project that have clearly been recorded by masters over and over again, one of which we'll do a little bit later. But, you know, we decided to record I Can't Make You Love Me, the Bonnie Raitt tune, you know, and so many people, I think Boys to Men and Nancy Wilson, Adele, so many people have recorded that tune, but we asked ourselves, you know, this is a lyric that speaks to this beautiful universal truth, and it's such a gorgeous composition. What can we do in the most sincere way to bring ourselves to this tune? And so when people hear it, you know, hopefully they won't hear, oh, here's another couple people approaching a song that we've all heard a million times. It's two people approaching a song with 100% heart and asking themselves how to breathe new life in a very sincere way into this tune. So, you know, I think more than anything, it has to do with sincerity and looking at it with a pair of fresh eyes. But then it doesn't hurt, you know, to have a couple more obscure tunes. We have some standards that maybe people hadn't heard in a while, and a lot of original material as well, you know. But I think the balance of all of that, if we had only the I Can't Make You Love Me's, I think it would be kind of challenging. But same thing goes with all the obscure tunes. Yeah. You know, you want something to hold on to.
It's Sarah Gazarek and Josh Nelson live on Jefferson Public Radio. What do you guys want to do next?
This is an original song that Josh and I wrote together, entitled I Don't Love You Anymore.
What a sweet surprise to see you here. I'll admit I never thought our paths would ever cross so soon. Yes, I'd love to sit and talk. I'm living in the same old place. Fix that broken door. You look the same, like nothing's changed. But I don't love you anymore. I know it seems that when you left, I didn't take it very well. Then, and this is now, and there's not much more to tell. Put all the pieces back together, and I've never been so sure that tomorrow's sun will forget to rise. The truth, I know. can't say you're the only one who's got everything I need. All the promises you gave to me, I never could believe. Broken hearts are for. I wish you both the very best. The world is flat, the sky is green, and I don't love you.
That is Sarah Gazarek and Josh Nelson live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Tune from the upcoming record called Duo. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, as a caveat, I would listen to the two of you guys sing the greatest hits of Poison and Rat. It would probably still sound pretty darn good. Each of you individually over the last few years have received tremendous accolades as being among the very best of your entire generation in your prospective pursuits, vocalizing, playing piano. As you look back, and I'm going to put you each on the spot a little bit. As you look back, do you have individuals from the world of jazz that you have put on the pedestal as being the absolute best, or is that too difficult of a question to answer? I mean, for me, it has always been, in terms of vocalists, Ella Fitzgerald. A lot of people like Billie Holiday, a lot of people like others. Have you ever gravitated toward one specifically whose voice or style or combination is just the end-all be-all?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think as you know, as someone who lives and breathes this every day, it continues to change. And often certain people come back up. But there was a period, really long period, where Ella was the person. And then, you know, I discovered Anita O'Day, and she became the person. And then Irene Kral was the person. And then Blossom Dearie, and then back to Ella, and then Kurt Elling and Kate McGarry, and, you know, some more contemporary singers. But I'd say absolutely.
And what about for you, Josh? I mean, I read one quote from a jazz critic, Chuck Berg, who likened your playing to two amazing cats, Oscar Peterson and Gene Harris.
Well, that was a really nice compliment. I'm kind of a chameleon musically. I like to go a lot of different directions. I love to swing. I'm deeply rooted in the jazz tradition, which I think is best represented by artists like Oscar and Gene, coming from that blues place.
It's sort of church music.
It's
to
church,
a degree, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming from gospel, R&B, absolutely, it's on there. So I like to go there, but in some instances, musically, it's just not who I am in that moment. I'm just trying to feed what the song needs and support it. So I'm happy to be more modern. I'm happy to play less notes. You know, it just depends. My influences are, I'd probably put Herbie Hancock probably at the top alongside Hank Jones and Tommy Flanagan are up there for me. And there's instances on recordings you can hear me kind of in that vein for sure, some earlier records of mine. But modern wise, I really enjoy Herbie and his vision. I love Wayne Shorter. I love everything he puts together and his bands and those musicians in there. So, yeah.
You have performed with a number of amazing vocalists, Natalie Cole among them, obviously Sarah. How do you approach playing piano differently when you are with and supporting a vocalist?
It just depends. It depends on the musical personality. It depends on the material. The material is a large portion of it, depending on what the vibe and energy is of the music and whatever it needs. With Natalie, she really runs the gamut from jazz to R&B to pop. So any night with her is like basically a musical journey, and you have to be ready to go in any direction quickly. Sarah is more my speed in that she has this kind of coalesced, you know, sound and found a vibe and energy that is all hers. So I feel like I can be more myself. I think with certain vocalists, you're really playing to them, playing to the song and supporting them. And there's, of course, when there's space to solo, I can be myself too. On some of those other gigs, I get very little solo space. And that's okay. It just depends. Depends on the night, depends on the venue, depends on the artist. Lots of variables.
We have talked a little bit about Blossom and Bee, but we have not talked much about Exploring Mars. And you graciously handed me a copy just a few minutes ago. Tell me about your new record.
Yeah, it's a love letter to the Red Planet, basically. I wrote pieces for the four Mars rovers that are up there. Some are functional, some are not. Instrumentally reflected. Did a treatment of Gustav Holst's Mars, the Bringer of War, from the planets for 8 pianos. It's like myself overdubbed.
Wow.
There's a love ballad on there, How You Love Me on Mars, and a reading of Ray Bradbury's Martian Chronicles, a chapter from that. So all things Martian kind of coming together in a multimedia way. There's video that goes along with it when we perform it live of all the NASA JPL footage. Really fun project for me, kind of themed. And with Mars in the news right now, it seemed very apropos to release something with, you know, the Mars mission that's going to be manned at some point in 2025. So it's an exciting time for space exploration. I thought I should put something out that reflects it musically.
And is that a personal fascination of yours?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a big science fan, big science fiction, fantasy fan. Love great and bad 50s and 60s sci-fi films. Sometimes the worse they are, the more I like them.
Like Mystery Science Theater.
I'm a huge MST 3000 fan. You read me right.
Sarah Gazarek and Josh Nelson are my guests today live in the studio. I want to hear one more tune, but before I do, I have to sort of ask you about Schoolhouse Rock, because there has been a Schoolhouse Rock tune on, Sarah, one of your records. And to kind of complete the circle, Josh, you have actually played with Jack Sheldon, who is one of the amazing performers that were on the original Schoolhouse Rock back in the 70s. Jack Sheldon,
trumpeter
and bandleader and singer.
Comedian.
did each of you grow up with Schoolhouse Rock, or did you stumble upon it later?
No, absolutely. You know, I think that like most people, there is are a ton of other songs that, you know, exist beyond our understanding of Schoolhouse Rock. So it was kind of fun to dig into Blossom's stuff.
I have the 4-CD limited edition that comes in a lunch pail.
Wow.
A metal lunch pail.
You're a real fan.
Yeah, you're a hardcore fan.
But yeah, I didn't know actually that Blossom sang either of the tunes. She did two. There was one called Figure Eight that was a little more popular than Unpack Your Adjectives. And just knowing that Larry Goldings was producing and playing on the record, you know, he's a phenomenal organ player, very funky. I knew that he and I and the rest of the band could come up with something to really pay tribute and funkify that very cute and bouncy original version of Unpack Your Adjectives.
And there were many nights that I played I'm Just a Bell on Capitol Hill with Jack Sheldon, because people got to know him from that, and it's just great to share the stage with him when he is in that mode. It's great. I love him.
Yeah. Well, it's been lovely to have you both in here. Will you do us one more tune?
Yes, please.
All right, what are you going to do?
Absolutely.
We're going to close with our arrangement of, as you mentioned, you know, one of the great jazz standards. This is one of the first jazz songs I ever learned, and one of the newest arrangements that we added to the duo format. This is our version of On the Sunny Side of the Street.
And get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. That rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter patter? Life can be so sweet over, roof of all leaf clover. If I never have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller with gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Day, buddy, you're a deal, you way, but did it, do what you way, did it, do it, did it, but it, but
That is Sarah Gazarek and Josh Nelson live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Sarah's newest record is called Blossom and Bee. Josh Nelson's latest is Exploring Mars. They've got a new duo project due out in just a couple of months called Simply Duo. One more thank you to Darcy Danielson from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival for the loan of a completely wonderful Nord piano for Josh to play today.
Yeah, thanks, Darcy.
Josh, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise,
Sarah,
pleasure.
Good to see you again.
You
thanks
well.
For coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.